Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving into the delicious world of grilled cheese and tomato soup, but not just any grilled cheese, the perfect grilled cheese.
Ooh, I'm intrigued. I thought grilled cheese was, you know, pretty straightforward. Bread, cheese, butter, pan. What's so special about this grilled cheese?
Exactly. That's the beauty of it. It's all about the details. Our chef is tackling the common problem of overcomplicating simple dishes. He's keeping it classic, but elevating it through careful ingredient selection and technique. I see. Interesting.
So no $30 a pound cheese or truffle oil. What are the key ingredients?
For the soup, good quality canned tomatoes. He emphasizes avoiding watery, tart ones and going for chunky, sweet varieties. Plus onions, garlic, chicken stock, a touch of sugar, a chipotle pepper in adobo for smokiness. And get this, roasted chicken base for that extra umami boost.
Chicken base and tomato soup? That's a new one. I'm skeptical, but willing to try it. What about the grilled cheese itself? Just any old cheese?
Absolutely not. It's a four-cheese masterpiece. American for that perfect melt, Gruyere for nutty, aged flavor, aged provolone for sharpness, and another layer of American to seal the deal. Got it.
Wow, that's quite the combination. Any other secrets to achieving grilled cheese perfection?
Oh, there are a few. He uses Texas toast for its sturdiness and thickness. Also, he makes a special butter mayo spread for even browning. And the cooking process is slow and steady, you know, with lots of rotating to ensure even toasting. He even suggests a final bake in the oven for ultimate meltiness.
Okay, color me impressed. This isn't your average grilled cheese and tomato soup. But isn't it a bit much for a simple meal?
I hear you, but I think the focus here is on maximizing flavor without being overly fussy. It's about appreciating the quality of simple ingredients, prepared with care. It's not about adding fancy, expensive toppings just for the sake of it.
That's a great point. I'm sold. I'm definitely going to try this. Any last tips before we wrap up?
Yes. He mentioned some cheese alternatives if you can't find Gruyere. Swiss cheese was a surprisingly good runner-up. And don't skimp on the tomato quality for the soup. It's the star of the show. Anyways, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for joining us on Nutty's Show, and we'll catch you next time for more culinary adventures. And maybe some tech and finance, too.
Goodbye.